Congressional leaders have agreed on a year-end spending and tax package with final votes expected soon. Senator Lisa Murkowski says Alaska can claim a number of victories in national defense, veterans benefits, and labeling guidelines for genetically engineered salmon.
FDA shall not allow the introduction or delivery into interstate commerce of any food that contains genetically engineered salmon until FDA has published final labeling guidelines for informing consumers of this content.
Essentially, no genetically engineered salmon would be on store shelves until the Federal Food and Drug Administration develops and implements a labeling process. It appears to be a step short of a clear labeling mandate. Other fisheries provisions would preclude marketing non-Alaskan or non-American fish as Alaska pollock. Another measure supports the J-1 and H-2B visa programs to help the state's fish industry fill its large number of seasonal jobs. Murkowski says commitments to the Alaska Native community were also fulfilled through funding to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Indian Health Service.
We also have, for the first time ever, included funding for tribal courts in Alaska. We see funding for substance and drug abuse funding within BIA that will not only work to deal with issues related to substance abuse, but domestic violence, suicides.
She also says contract support costs, which are the operational costs for tribes to deliver federal programs, are fully funded. The package holds funding flat for the Environmental Protection Agency. But Murkowski says there will be funding for the agency's backhaul program to remove solid waste and garbage from rural Alaska. The deal also delays for 2 years the implementation of the Affordable Care Act's Cadillac tax, which taxes high-cost insurance plans that are especially prevalent in Alaska. Congress is also expected to lift the crude oil export ban in the bill, though Alaska's oil was already exempt. The entire package is expected to clear Congress on Friday before lawmakers leave for their Christmas break.